啊，麦皮牧师来说几句鼓勉励的话。
It's a great privilege to be here today.
今天我很荣幸能够来到这里。
This is a very special day in the life of our church.
在我们教会的生活里面，今天一个很特别的日子。
I was reflecting on the leadership of Pastor Gary over the last 30 years.
我思想到过去差不多40年，我们 Gary 牧师他带领的事工。
This short message really is a message for Pastor Gary.
以下这个信息是特别对他来分享的。
You are all witnesses.
你们都是那个贵宾。
So Gary, you are a son of the city.
Gary 牧师，你是在这个城市的一个儿子。
You are a son of Queens.
你是皇后区的一个儿子。
And you are a son of First Baptist Church.
你也是第一浸信会的一个孩子。
Gary has been a part of this congregation for more than 30 years.
过去30年他都是我们这个教会的一份子。
He has been a pastoral leader for nearly 30 years.
他做教牧同工也差不多30年了。
As I thought about the significance of long-term leadership, my mind turned toward the leadership of Isaiah.
当我想到一个长远的一个领袖的一个生活的时候，我的眼目就想到圣经里面的以赛亚先知。
Isaiah was the pastor of Israel for more than 50 years.
我们可以说呢，以赛亚是以色列的牧师，有50年久的时间。
Isaiah served four kings.
因为他服侍了四个王。
When Pastor Gary joined the pastoral team, Mayor Dinkins was in office.
当 Gary 牧师参与我们的教牧同工的时候呢，那时候我们市长是 Dinkins.
He was succeeded by Mayor Giuliani.
跟着的是 Giuliani 市长。
Mayor Bloomberg.
然后还有 Bloomberg.
And now Mayor de Blasio.
那现在是 Blasio.
It's important to understand the significance of our church's history.
这个的让我们看到在我们教会里面的那个历史的重要性。
This church was founded about 160 years ago.
这个教会在160之年创办的。
It was 161 years ago when the great Fulton Street Revival began.
在161年前，那个在 Fulton 街的一个大的复兴开始。
There was a praying businessman, his name was Jeremiah Lanfear.
有一个那个祷告的勇士，他是做生意，他的名字叫耶利米啊。
He was hired by the Dutch Reformed Church to invite people to come to church.
他是那个荷兰的改革宗教会请他来带领人家去到教会的。
He was going door to door and getting very little response.
他这每一家敲门邀请人，那很少人有什么好的回应。
He decided to invite the city of New York to a prayer meeting.
那他就想到邀请整个纽约市来一个参与一个祷告聚会。
The first meeting was September 23, 1857.
1887年的十月，他就开始第一次的祷告会。
The prayer meeting was to begin at 12 noon.
那这个祷告会要在中午十二点开始。
Lanfear waited for 30 minutes all by himself.
他自己一个人在那里等待了30分钟。
Then he heard five people coming down the stairs.
那么他就听到了有五个人下楼梯的声音。
That first week there were six people.
那第一个礼拜有六个人一起祷告。
The next week there was 14.
跟着第一个礼拜有十四个人。
The next week there was 23.
第三个礼拜有23个人。
The next week there were 40.
第四个礼拜有40个人。
The group decided to meet every day to pray for the great city of New York.
那结果呢？这群人就决定，他们每一天都要在一起为着纽约市来祷告。
New York back then is similar to New York today.
那个时候的纽约市跟今天纽约市好相似的。
There were 30,000 men idle in the streets of New York.
每一天都有30,000个人呢，没有东西做，在街上流荡。
Drunkenness was rampant.
那个醉酒的事情很普遍。
And the nation was divided by the issue of slavery.
并且这个整个国家都因着这个奴婢的事情呢被分割了。
After this prayer meeting began for a few weeks,
那这个祷告会开始几个礼拜之后,
There were 10,000 New Yorkers that met every day to pray.
那在就整个纽约市每一天有10,000-1,000个人一起来祷告。
That prayer revival spread northward to Boston, southward to Philadelphia, and westward to Cleveland.
那这样的一个的一个祷告会就叫麻省的教会那个南面的宾州教会跟纽约州教会的大大的复兴。
Over a two-year period, 2% of the entire country was converted to Christianity.
在跟着那两年之间呢，整个国家有2%的人就这归信主了。
Why do I tell the story?
为什么告诉大家这个故事呢？
God can use one spiritual leader in New York to change the world.
就是说，神可以在纽约市来兴起一些属灵领袖来改变整个国家。
That revival began the evangelical social awakening in the United States.
因着那样的一个祷告会就开始眺望了在美国福音派的复兴的运动。
The revival lasted from 1865 until 1920.
这整个的复兴呢，从1865年一直维持到那个1928年。
It lasted for 55 years.
它55年的时间。
I tell this story because the heart of spiritual leadership is to guide people into prayer.
我告诉大家这个故事，是让大家看到那个服事主最中心的，就是那个服事的人怎么样呼召人一起来祷告。
I want to briefly talk about three themes of Isaiah leadership.
我愿意在这里分享，以赛亚服事的三个主题。
The invitation today is to pastor like Isaiah.
今天我们的 邀请就是希望我们的主任牧师能够好像以赛亚那样去牧养的教会。
The invitation today is to preach like Isaiah.
第一好像以赛亚那样去传讲神的信息。
And the third theme is to prophetically lead people into prayer like Isaiah.
第三就好像以赛亚那样先知性的去带领会众去祷告。
When you read the book of Isaiah, you realize he lived during very tumultuous times.
大家读以赛亚书的时候，你会看到他生活在一个很波荡的一个的国家的情况底下。
In chapters 1 through 39, Isaiah describes the great kingship of God over the whole earth.
那在第一到第三十九章，以赛亚讲到神上帝在整个世界上他的君王的地位。
He describes his judgment on all the nations surrounding Israel.
他也讲到那个神对以色列周围的民族国家的审判。
And then he brings us to Isaiah chapter 40.
然后他就带我们进到以赛亚书第40章里面。
Isaiah 40 captures the pastoral heart of Isaiah for Israel.
40章里面呢，让我们看到以赛亚他的牧长的心怀。
In chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, Isaiah writes,
以赛亚书第40章第一节、第二节，他这么说
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak,
go ahead.
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed.
你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，要向他宣告说，他仗着日子已经满了。
That her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
她的罪孽赦免了，她为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
The work of the pastor is to bring comfort to the congregation.
作为一个牧者，他的工作就是要把安慰带给他的会众。
The great message of the pastor is that our sins can be forgiven.
在这里的重要的信息就是我们的罪是可以被赦免的。
This has been one of the great strengths of Pastor Gary's preaching down through the years is the clear enunciation of the availability of the forgiveness of sin.
这个就是我们的 Gary 牧师他历届来他讲到重要的信息就是说我们的罪是可以有机会蒙赦免的。
The role of the pastor is not only to comfort, but it is to give perspective.
当然牧者的位置不单单是做安慰的工作，他也希望大家看到整幅的图画。
This is what Isaiah writes in verses 25 and 26.
在25、26节他是这么说，第40章。
To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? 啊，
这个啊，神说，你们谁啊能够创造万事？你跟把我跟谁来比较呢？
Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these?
啊，你们向上举目看整个创造这谁创造这万象呢？
He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name.
啊，他按照数目领出来，一一称其名。
Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
因着他的全能，又因着他大能的大力，连一个也都不缺。
The great pastoral message of Isaiah,
啊，以赛亚他作为牧者伟大的信息
is that we worship a God that is cosmic.
就是说，我们所敬拜的神是整个宇宙万物的神。
But we also worship a God that is cosmically personal.
但也是一个非常个人性的一个神。
There are trillions of stars in the universe.
虽然这个整个宇宙有千千万万的星星。
And yet God knows each of them by name and calls them by name each night.
但是神竟然能够每一个都知道他的名字，每一个都能够叫得出来的。
This is the pastoral message.
这个是一个牧者的信息。
The second part of being an Isaiah leader is being a preacher like Isaiah.
第二个以赛亚所表达出来的领导的一个信息，就是他是一个传讲信息的一个仆人。
Listen to the words of Isaiah 55.
以赛亚55章他这么说。
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
你们一切干渴的都可以来就近水。
And you who have no money, come, buy and eat.
你们没有钱的也可以来，可以都来。
As the rain and the snow come down from heaven,
好像那个从天上降下来的雪。
And do not return to it without watering the earth.
他们如果不滋润全地，就不会回归。
So is my word that goes out from my mouth, it will not return to me empty.
那我从我口里面出的话，如果也不会徒然的归回。
In the great mystery of preaching like Isaiah, he points to a great paradox.
那个以赛亚他传扬神的信息的时候，他让我们看到一个的好像表面看来好像矛盾的一个情况。
Isaiah says that we can come buy wine and milk with no money.
他说你们没有钱没有问题，可以来买那个奶跟粮食去吃啊。
And how is that possible?
那怎么能够呢？
There is only one thing that we can give God that God cannot give himself.
那就只是有一个办法，我们能够听到神自己的话语。
And that is our time.
就是我们愿意给付出时间出来。
What Isaiah says in this passage is that God's word will not come back to us void.
这里以赛亚跟我们说，神的话语发出不会徒然的归回。
The preaching of Isaiah is to enter into the mystery of God's word.
那个以赛亚他传讲神的话语，就是要进到神话语的秘诀的地方。
The mystery of preaching is that we can exchange the temporal for the eternal.
当我们听到这个信息的时候，我们能够体会到，我们能够把这个暂时的事情跟永恒的事情来兑换。
Another one of Pastor Gary's strength has been a priority of the role of Scripture in the life of the believer.
所以我们的 Gary 牧师他其中一个事工的强的地方，就是他让我们看到神话语在我们生命里面的重要性。
There is a deep conviction that the width of our influence is in direct proportion to the depth of our intimacy with God.
它里面有一个很大的认识，就知道我们的影响力跟我们对神的认识的多少成为正比例的。
In the 16th century, there was a reformer by the name of William Tyndale.
在16世纪有一个呢改革中的一个牧师，他的叫 William Tyndale。
Tyndale was committed to putting the Bible into the English language.
Tyndale 他呢决定要把圣经翻成英语。
His commitment cost him his life.
那他因着这种决心呢，结果呢他丧命了。
He was strangled to death and then he was burned.
他被勒死，然后就烧掉。
His sacrifice allowed many of us to be able to read the Bible in our own language.
但是因着他这种的牺牲，以致我们每个人，很多人都能够用自己的母语来读圣经。
When we hear the preaching of Isaiah, we are called to a radical commitment to God's revelation.
当我们听到以赛亚他的宣讲的时候，他都是呼叫我们要对神做一个特别改变性的一种委身。
The third dimension of Isaiah leadership is to prophetically lead people into prayer.
那以赛亚第三方面的事工就是他能够先知性的来带领百姓走上神的道路。
Two blocks from this church is a Freeman Synagogue on Casino Boulevard.
在 Casino 那边，离开我们这两条街就有一个的犹太人会堂。
Above the doorpost is the verse from Isaiah 56 verse 7.
那在他们会堂的横梁上面有以赛亚书第五十六章第七节的话语。
It reads,
他这么说
，My house shall be a house of prayer for people of all nations.
我的殿必成为万民祷告的殿。
It is one of the most poignant marks in all of Flushing.
那这样的一个金句呢，真的是在法拉盛一个很重要的一个宣告。
New York City speaks 800 languages.
我们的整个城市有可以800种不同的语言。
Flushing speaks over 100 languages.
我们就算以法拉盛来讲呢，差不多超过100种语言。
And Isaiah captures the vision that God has for His people to be from every tribe and tongue.
但是呢，以赛亚信息呢，它能够把神的话语呢，影响到每一不同族裔的那种影响呢，还标榜出来。
This is the verse that Jesus quotes when he clears the temple in John chapter 2.
这句经文也是耶稣当他洁净圣殿的时候他所引用的。
Jesus had a radical commitment to bring people into the presence of God.
耶稣他委身要把人带到神的面前。
Jesus knew that by clearing the temple, he was in fact signing his own death warrant.
当耶稣他洁净圣殿的时候，也们可以，他也知道他就是判自己的死刑。
As much as any other church in the world,
就好像世界上这么多的教会，
First Baptist Church of Flushing has the opportunity to represent this vision.
我们呢，在法拉盛地进信会，我们有机会把这个的神的殿是万民祷告殿这个意象来分享出去。
In the year 1727,
在1720年的那个年，
there was a young German leader whose name was Nicholas Count von Zinzendorf.
那有一个的德国的移民的一个领袖，他的是
Zinzendorf. Zinzendorf gathered his spiritual community.
Zinzendorf 他就聚集他那个属灵的会众。
And he read to them Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7.
那他就向他们念以赛亚书六十二章的第六的第七节。
God says through Isaiah, give yourselves no rest and give God no rest until he accomplishes his purposes in all the earth.
那神的话语这么说，你们自己不要休息，也不要让神休息，直到他成就他旨意的时候。
The Moravians began a prayer meeting that lasted 100 years.
那么这群的基督徒他们就开始那么祷告的事工维持了100年之久。
And out of that prayer meeting or prayer movement, 300 missionaries came forth.
因着这个的祷告的事工呢，在这个事工里面就带出来300个呢宣教士。
Many of them came to the United States.
他们这些人从欧洲里面很多来到美国。
You cannot understand Protestantism in America apart from the Moravian movement.
假如你要明白美国的基督教，你一定要了解那个在德国开始的 Moravian 这个运动。
And the Moravian movement was rooted in Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7.
那他们这个运动是根据以赛是62章67节的经文。
So Pastor Gary, as you take on this new leadership role,
所以 Pastor Gary 当你开始这个新的领袖的地位的时候，
I encourage you to pastor like Isaiah，
我勉励你好像以赛亚这样来做牧养的工作，
to preach like Isaiah，
好像他那样去宣讲神的话语，
and to prophetically lead this congregation into prayer like Isaiah.
并且呢，好像以赛亚一样，先知性的带领整个教会走上祷告的道路上面。
Let's stand. I'd like us to pray together.
我们一起来为主来祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for this historical moment.
耶稣基督，我们感谢这个严肃的一个这个机会。
June 24th, 2018.
就是6月24号2100年
We thank you for our spiritual forefathers and foremothers
我们为着我们的先前的那些的领袖感谢你
Who had a vision to start this church
他们有这个意向开始这个教会
In this community
在这个社区里面
That has endured for 8 generations
这个叫经过在八代的这么久的时间
And I pray for Pastor Gary
我们为着 Gary 牧师来祷告
For Hazel Ann
也为了他的太太来祷告
For the Damiano children,
我在他们孩子们来祷告
that there would be a profound sense of this moment,
让他们体会到这个时刻的那个严肃性
that we are standing on the shoulders of giants,
因为我们是站在那个很多历代巨人的肩背上面
with the possibility of changing our community
那我们是有那个机会来改变整个社区
and when we change this community
也当我们改变这个社区的时候
we impact the world
我们就也能够影响整个世界
we thank you for bringing Pastor Gary to this church 30 years ago
所以谢谢你在30年前带领Gary 牧师来这个教会
and for preparing him for this moment.
也谢谢你准备他为着这个时刻来预备他
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名祈求
Amen.
Amen. 请坐
What a blessing we have this afternoon. And I ask you now to continue to join with us as we celebrate this moment with a brief montage of Pastor Gary's tenure time here at First Baptist over the last 30 years.
我们非常感恩有这个美好的时刻我们继续以那个幻灯片来庆祝。
We apologize for the technical difficulty. We didn't realize that we were showing actual footage of Pastor Gary auditioning for the role of Iron Man in Iron Man 2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program, a video tribute to FBC's new senior pastor, Gary Damiano.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning.Hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my.I've been restored. There
Time, we'd like to continue with a brief exhortation
for Pastor Gary. 我们继续的为讲几句勉励的话。
So on behalf of the deacons, it's my privilege to be able to stand before you this morning, this afternoon.
我说很荣幸我能够代表执事会在这个时间。
It's a personally encourage Pastor Gary on this momentous day.
那特别在我们Gary牧师这样特别的日子向他讲几句话。
Dear Pastor Gary, I wrote it in the form of a letter, so I hope you don't mind if I read it that way.
所以我就好像一封信，个人的信呢，我念出来给他听。
Dear Pastor Gary, I would like to tell you a little bit about FBCF from my own perspective.
我要从个人的Gary牧师，从个人的角度来分享一下我对的低进会的看法。
Although I'm sure you're familiar with some of the details, there may be some here that you're not familiar with.
当然我相信大部分人都晓得这个教会的一些细节，但是可能有你们有些还不知道。Our
church has a compelling narrative.
我们的教会是很特别的。From
humble beginnings over 150 years ago, it's a small neighborhood church.
在150多年前是一个很谦卑的小的地区性的教会。
To the current multicultural, multi-ethnic ministry that it is today.
增长到今天这个多文化、多主义的一个教会。
FBCF has truly become a destination for worshipers from all economic and social backgrounds.
现在地区是成为了不同的文化、主义背景的人，不同地方来的做一个敬拜的地方。
So many call FBCF their church home. To these days,
很多人都称地进会作为他们属灵的家。From
the recent immigrant to those raised in the church,
有些的是最近移民到这个地区，有些是在这个这里长大的。With
some commuting as many as 10 to 20 miles to join our worship,
甚至有人呢，他每一个礼拜都是开车十到二十里的路程来到这个教会。You've
probably heard the old expression, "Everyone has a story to tell."
大概你们听过了这个讲话，就每一个人都有他自己故事讲。And
for our church of over 800 persons, that's a lot of stories to hear.
那当然，我们教会有超过800的会友，那有很多的故事了。Pastor
Gary, you know us well. You are one of us, having been with us for so many years.
所以Gary牧师，你是我们其中一份子，所以你也认识我们每一个人。But
there is also a challenge there for you.
但在这样的情况底下，对你来讲也有挑战。To
be senior pastor at FBCF, you need to hear the voices of all our church members now.
就作为一个的主任牧师，那你必须呢去聆听每一个人他心底的话。Recognize
our different needs and abilities.
要领会到每个人不同的需要，他们的不同的恩赐。
And celebrate and support our diversity.
并且在背后来允许我们去发展我们的不同。It
is you that we have chosen to help us write this next new chapter in our narrative.
我们选举你来带领我们整个教会来走向一个新的历史的里程碑。As
the senior pastor, you are the pastor to the pastors of this church.
作为主任牧师，你也是牧养其他牧师的。
As well as our lead preacher and teacher.
也是我们的主要负责讲道跟带领的牧师。
We look to learn from your good example in many areas.
我们呢，靠着你来学习不同的功课。
Your discipline, skill, and righteousness.
你的自律，你的热心，你的对神话语的认真。
Will be an example to all whom you shepherd.
这些都是我们的榜样，我们的效法的。
This, of course, will require some effort on your part to fulfill, even to a small degree.
当然了，这么重大的一个责任，需要很多的努力。
But no pressure here, Pastor Gary, because I've seen that you are a person of deep faith and conviction.
但我希望你不会觉得很大的压力，因为我在过去观察你，你真的能够有这一方面的榜样，让我们可效法。
Who trusts in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
就好像圣经所讲。 不要依靠自己聪明智慧，乃是要依靠我们的神。
Therefore, to accomplish your task as a senior pastor, I encourage you to continue to seek the wisdom of God.
因此，我勉励你做一个主任牧师，继续在神的话里面寻找智慧。
Pastor Gary, you have shown us that you love God's word, and now it is you who help us to all grow in the knowledge and understanding of the precious word of God.
牧师们看到你对神话语的喜爱，我们也继续要看着你的鼓励，我们对神的话语产生一种喜爱的心。
Proverbs 29:18 tells us, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he."
在箴言书里面讲，人无那异象，我们就放肆。 但那些的能够把神的话语放在心里面呢，他们就会按着神的话语去做了。
I ask that you continue to seek God's face daily and to search the scriptures.
对，我也希望你继续的每天就在神的面前的寻求祷告，寻求他，也读他的话语。So
that we can all benefit from the knowledge and wisdom that God imparts to you.
以这因着神赐给你的智慧跟引导，我们每一个人都得到益处。
Remember, the wisdom of God is a gift from God. Proverbs 2:6.
箴言书里面讲到，这个智慧是神所给的一种的恩赐。
The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding.
神他给我们智慧，从他的话语里面可发出他的引导。
Pastor Gary, I know we're setting the bar high here.
当然我们，Gary牧师，我们把这个标准放得非常高。But
I know God would have it no other way.
但因为我们知道神他不会降低他的标准的。I
recommend to you the example of the teacher from Ecclesiastes.
我也跟你勉励到在传道书里面那个教师他的榜样。And
moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge.
那个教师他教训人的是有智慧的。 他分享他所领到的领受的知识。
Yes, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs.
他呢，能够把不同的箴言，把它们分辨出来，跟人家分享。
The words of the wise are as gold and as nails fashioned by the masters of assemblies.
那些智慧人，他们的话语好像金子一样，那么他们引导我们的走的道路。
Which are given from one shepherd.
这些就是从一个牧者所给我们的。
Pastor Gary, while it is possible to be wise without sharing wisdom,
当然，Gary牧师，我们知道你可以有聪明，但不能够跟别人分享那个智慧。
I ask that you follow the example of the preacher.
所以我鼓励你跟随传道书那个教师他的榜样。
To teach us what the Lord imparts to you, that we may depart from our foolish and evil ways.
就是他领受了神的智慧，帮助我们离开我们的愚拙的道路。
I ask that you help guide us by carefully evaluating our ministries and activities.
所以我们求你带领我们，并且帮助我们去评估我们在主面前侍奉的工作。
Using honesty, caution, and balance.
能够很诚实的、很细心的来去评估我们自己在神面前的服事的工作。
I ask that you help us search out a plan for future ministry expansions with thoroughness and diligence.
我也 挑战你，帮助我们呢，细心的去寻求神为我们将来事工的那个方向的道路，去好好去评价。
And I ask that you help us arrange with skill all our current ministries and activities.
也帮助我们去评估我们自己所拥有的服事的恩赐，怎么样去更好的使用。
That they may better reflect the beauty of the hand of God working among us.
以致能够反映出呢神在我们当中工作那种美丽的手。
I ask that you use your wise words to motivate us.
我也求你以神的智慧来推动我们，鼓励我们。
To motivate us to higher levels of excellence and service to the great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ.
以致我们能够因着这个我们伟大牧人主耶稣的缘故，更加愿意做得更美好、更完美。
And finally, Pastor Gary.
最后，格里牧师。
I personally thank you for taking up these worthy challenges.
我个人从心底里面谢谢你愿意接受这种这么大的挑战。
And pray that the Lord will continue to guide and bless you in all things.
并且继续祷告，神会继续引导你，帮助你。
At this time, I would like to call forth the ministers of the church, Hans Morales, Joe Cena, all of the available deacons, and any visiting pastor, please come to the podium. Pastor Gary, would you please join us on the podium?
好，以下呢邀请教会的执事、其他的教牧同工。他们或者你是在我们当中跟我们一起的牧师们，请你一起出来，我们一起为Pastor Gary 按手来祷告。
No pressure there, Pastor Gary. Preach like Isaiah, have the wisdom of Solomon. No pressure at all. At this time, we'd like to pray for Pastor Gary. So I ask the congregation to please rise and pray with us. As we ask the Lord's favor on his ministry. Gracious Heavenly Father, you know our hearts, Lord, and you know our needs.
你知道我们的心，你知道我们的需要。
And you know the abilities, Lord, of your servant, Pastor Gary.
我们请你把你的你赐给你仆人他所需要的能力。
We pray, Lord, that you will enable Pastor Gary in every good way.
我们祈求你帮助他。
To match the needs and the abilities of this great congregation.
去把教会所需要的来跟他的恩赐来配搭起来。
We also pray, Lord, that you will enable Pastor Gary to have the wisdom to guide us in the coming days as we plan for our church expansion.
也求你赐给他智慧来引导教会为着我们的扩堂的事工来做计划。
And Lord, we pray that you will give him a vision, Lord, for what ministry will look like in the future for this great area of Flushing, New York.
你也赐给他那个意向，让我看到教会在未来的事工里面应该怎么样走，什么样方向来在这个法兰地区做美好的见证。
Lord, we thank you for Pastor Gary and his ministry and his lovely family.
主啊，我们 Gary 牧师他的事工跟他的家庭来感谢赞美你。
We know that ministry is a joint effort, Lord, with each supporting the other.
我们知道这个事工是一个家庭一起的来配搭来造成的。
And we pray that you continue to knit them closely together, Lord.
所以我们祈求你帮助他的家庭能够非常大家亲密的在一起。
So that they may encourage one another to spiritual growth and faith.
彼此来勉励在灵命里面来长进。
Lord, we lift up Pastor Gary's ministry here today.
主，我们今天把我们的 Gary 牧师他的事工交托在你手里面。
And pray you open your storehouse of blessing upon him today.
我们求主你打开窗上的窗户来大大赐福给他。
That through his ministry guidance, Lord, FBCF will continue to be a light and a flame for this community of Flushing, New York.
继续来带领我们的教会在这个社区里面来成为的不同的祝福。
We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣的伟大的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Benediction.
Oh, please stand. We're going to pronounce the benediction, and we're going to go upstairs.
I
do want to thank you for being here this afternoon. I want to thank those of you who travel 10, 20, and even 50 miles here every Sunday
to worship.
And where's my friend Chris Pandolfi? Where are you, Chris? Big surprise. Chris has been one of my closest friends for more than 30 years, so thankful that he came here
this afternoon. Chris Pandolfi 牧师是Gary牧师50年的老朋友。
Let's pray, and then we'll go upstairs. Father, we thank you that we could have this celebration this afternoon. And Father, we thank you that we can partner together in the work of your great kingdom. And Father, as we seek you and serve you and serve together, we trust that you will do great things in us and through us.
神啊,我们相信当我们寻求你的面跟一起要去侍奉你的,你一定会祝福我们。
Father, we pray for First Baptist Church.
我们为着第一敬信会祷告。
We pray that this church would continue to be a beacon of light in this community for the next 100 years.
我们祈求这个教会能够在这个社区未来100年呢成为那福音的明灯。
And that through the work and the worship and the prayers of your people, many would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
并且因着你的子民,他们的事工,他们的服事,他们的祷告,很多人能够知道福音,能够来归到你名下。
And Father, I pray that you would raise up many, many of the believers in First Baptist Church.
主啊,我们也祈求你在这个教会兴起更多更多的信徒。
Both to study your word and to use their gifts for your great glory.
来使用你的话语，并且使用你赐给我们的恩赐。
So that together we might see Jesus do amazing things in our midst.
以致我们能够一起来把耶稣要奇妙的信息来传扬出去。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen.
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 So the celebration will continue on the third floor.
我们等下跟着就在三楼有了庆祝的时间。We
just ask if you are physically able to please consider using the stairs.
假如能够走楼梯的就